critical web accessibility tips. Hello and welcome to WebX episode 21, Page Titles for Accessibility and SEO. So today, what we're going to be discussing is page titles, meaning not the heading tag or anything, but the actual title tag in the head of the HTML document or XHTML document, and why this is good, especially for accessibility and also for SEO, search engine optimization. Okay, so the primary reason you want a good, accurate, and unique page header for accessibility is, just so a person knows. It has to do with SEO and usability also, but especially for accessibility, the user, should know what page they're on. And the first, say if they're using a screen reader, the first thing that the user is going to hear is the page title. So it'll be easier for the user to know what page he or she is on. And, I mean, the same thing goes for just usability reasons as far as just a visual clue or anchor is where you are at. Along the same lines of as what breadcrumbs do. Now, as you may or may not know, there's many other reasons why a title tag is so important. Now, other reasons is just for bookmarking. When you bookmark or make a page a favorite in your browser, usually the browser, the user agent, will use that title tag as the name of your bookmark. So obviously, if it's important to have an accurate one, so if it says like page one or untitled page, it's not going to be too friendly for the user there when they're trying to find that page again. And the next reason is for printing purposes. When you print an HTML page, the header, or the title tag will show on the page that you print out in the header of the actual printed document, along like with the date and stuff. But another really big reason for accurate page titles, in addition to accessibility and usability purposes, is for search engine optimization. And I'll just touch on that real fast, but if you're not too familiar with SEO, a good practice is to optimize your pages for search engines to spider it and accurately cache or log your site there for users to find, is to have an accurate title tag or a page title. And what you want to do is the key words and phrases in your page, for your page or your site for that matter, should be included in your page title and your keywords in your description, meta tags, and on the first part of content on your page if you can, and in some alt tags if you can. Those are some straightforward that's a straightforward and good practice to make your web page search engine optimized. Another reason for to have a good page title is for search results for search engines. But also like if you're doing if you're creating your own search on your website, either if it's a internal site or a public, external facing site. When you bring up the search results, a lot of the times for different ways to search, a lot of the times when the results come up, what you're going to see is, again, the title tag for that page, and it'll be linked to the page. And that's just another reason, again, why it's important to have a good, accurate title tag. Now, couple issues about that. One issue when you're writing a title tag, I like to put like just the name of the site or an abbreviation of the name of the site, and then the name of the section, and then the actual name of the page, all in the title tag, and divide it by carats, or colons. Those are the most widely accepted characters in breadcrumbs or the title tag to page title to separate out those elements. So everybody has an opinion, on what's the best way, the best methodology for a page title. You could just put the name of the company or the site, and then just a long, more descriptive title of that page. That even might be better, because you're going to have, you might have more keywords in there, to balance with your metadata and the actual content of the page, which is important for SEO. So, one other keynote is when you're writing the title tag, special characters like the ampersand, make sure you use the proper character encoding for that. So the ampersand would be the ampersand AMP semicolon, for example. And there you have it. You follow those little practices and follow the links on this website blog, and you will find yourself making some more effective title tags. So remember, it's very, very important for accessibility, but also for usability and search engine optimization. And please leave any feedback if you have any comments to this podcast. And you could leave a comment on the blog at webax.blogspot.com, or phone in a comment. I haven't gotten any ones that are really usable yet, so please phone in a comment, and I will put that in the next podcast. 206-202-3678. This is Dennis signing off. Thanks for listening. Visit WebAx at webax.blogspot.com. That's webaxe.blogspot.com. Grab your RSS and Atom feed here. You can also leave a comment or send Dennis an email. The email address is webax@odmag.com. So that's webaxe@odmag.com.